time for A Problem Shared.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Tony and Val McGinley with us online. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
Now, we're going to start with a query this morning. Our three young children are always arguing. As a full-time mother, I'm driven mad. They never stop, and the more I correct the oldest, age five, the more it seems to continue. I blame the oldest. If she stopped, I'm sure the two younger ones would learn from her. What do we think?
I'll go first on this one, Gerry. First of all, I think the oldest is not to blame. I think the three of them are to blame, and I wouldn't be blaming the oldest. I'm taken by the things. They never stop, and the more I correct the oldest, the more it seems to continue. Well, it's like flogging a dead horse. I think she's wasting, with all due respect, listener, I think you're wasting your time. Stop correcting the oldest. But I have a suggestion for you, that when they start fighting, you walk away. You walk out of the room. Okay. And I remember once actually having a parenting course in our house, and my kids, my two boys, were fighting out in the hallway. So I went out and I said, do you mind taking your fight somewhere else, please, because you're interfering with the group? They went down the hall, through the kitchen, through the back kitchen, out the back door, and all the way out to the living room window, and behind me. And they were fighting there behind me. Well, I just nearly I was into the group, look, there's a good example now of what happens. Can you see them fighting behind me outside in the garden? And that's what happens, so you need to detach and walk away, listener. And the other thing I think is, take time out for yourself, girl. It's hard flipping work, rearing three kids.
Under the age of five. Not easy at any time.
Full time mother. Look, fair dues to you, but take time out. And I would suggest that, with your partner, you might have Wednesday off and he might have Thursday off, or vice versa, or whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, Tony?
Yeah, well, my take on it is it's often been described this way, that the family is a jungle. And three young children like that will vie for attention. That's the one thing. Children, every one of us, every animal on the planet wants attention. I'm sure you've seen birds in a nest looking, trying to get the bit of food when the parent comes back with the food. And it's the same in our families. And there will be constant agitation for attention. And the more attention it gets, the more they'll do it. So if this sort of scrapping with each other gets attention, they'll do it. So as Val said, walk away. Now, to a safe distance where you can hear what's going on, of course.
Yeah.
But, it's probably the best strategy. There's a tendency also then, that I notice here in this thing, but it's a general tendency to blame the oldest. Now, at 5 years of age, you should be able to take care of an army and run a country, shouldn't you? it's too much.
Even yourself, the context of the oldest, someone being old and wise at the age of five, maybe not the case.
Absolutely. So I would go along with Val, walk away from it when possible, give the least attention when they're being sort of arguing with one another, and give the most attention when they're quiet and getting on fine.
Yeah, and does the
remember, actually, with our first kid, he's two already.
Yeah.
And then with the other kids, sure, God love him, he's only two.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Val, is it a question here of, I what Tony was saying there about the attention and the jungle and the vying for attention, and if on some level the 3-year-old or the 4-year-old or the 5-year-old has worked out that, well, when I argue, I get attention. Do the parents need to look at their reaction to it? If you can continue reacting in a vocal and maybe, intervening every 2 seconds to every argument, then you're perpetuating it, that you're saying this is going to continue.
I agree, actually. I do agree. And I think the best thing to do, as Tony says, is to walk away to a safe distance.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say that, There's never been cases, as far as I know, of one child seriously hurting another child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's got to be a serious consideration as well, whatever is going on. But normally, it's just arguments and fights and vocal arguments half the time that can be the problem. And that seems to be what's driving...
And to get the mother's attention is the whole point, you know. Yeah. You know, children, we all crave attention. You know, I don't care. At my age, I still like a bit of attention. And we will do or say things sometimes to get attention, but children don't look at themselves as we do when we're older. And so they will do anything to get attention. So by removing that attention at those kind of times, it is a great means of helping. Now, the first couple of attempts won't work, but if you continue doing that, it leaves things out, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's the situation with regards to that. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. We're talking a problem shared with Tony and Val McGinley. Any questions for them, get them into us. We'll have more with them after we take the...
A problem shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, problem shared with Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. We have another query coming into us here that says, I'm aware my grandson's age 3 years displays affection and gives me hugs and kisses, but my teenage grandsons hardly want to know me. I'm sure this 3-year-old will turn out the same. In a way, the hypocrisy galls me. When I'm on duty to collect the teenagers, I'm essentially blasted by them. I really resent this type of elder abuse, and I know I need to deal with it. What do we think? Tony?
Yeah, it's a common thing. And, you know, teenagers are hyper self-conscious for the most part. And it's part of that sort of self-consciousness, particularly with male teenagers. You know, it's not cool to kind of love your grand or your grandfather. And it's part of the scene. So I wouldn't be too hard on them. And it does pass. It's a stage of a few years and they grow out of it. So that would be my first piece of advice.
Yeah, I'm looking at the word hypocrisy. And to be quite honest with you, listener, I don't think there's any hypocrisy in it on behalf of the 3-year-old or on behalf of the teenagers. It's the kind of, it's almost like, you could write a book about what 3-year-olds do, and you could write a book about teenagers and their different stages that they go through. And I do believe that the kisses and hugs of the 3-year-old are genuine for now. But okay. when he becomes a teenager, it will change. It may change well before that. And I think we have to roll with the punches, as it were.
Okay, it's just you got to factor it into the fact that this is a stage of life and a stage of their development,
yeah,
as human
exactly.
beings, really, as young adults.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Tony?
The teenage years are very, very difficult. I mean, for all of us, I remember myself, you know, it's, as I said, you become hyper aware of your image that you're projecting, and it's not cool to love and kiss Gran or whatever, you know, and it's part of the scene. So what I would suggest is that you try and engage them in a conversation about something that they relate to, music or global news or something or other, that they can readily relate to. You might have a better shot there in that direction.
Yeah,
I think just collect them and, you know, like, don't address the issue in any way, just ignore it. And as Tony said, it will pass. Collect them, drop them home, and do your own thing without any comment at all, whether you're blasted by them or whether whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of the process. And the idea, I suppose, would be that there isn't much you can do. Like, I need to do something about this. What can you do, really? You can't change their process of development, I suppose, Tony.
You can over time, I suppose, you know, shift it a bit. But in that sort of contact here and there like that, no, you won't. You won't change them. And the best thing to do is try and enter into their world. You know, try and talk about something, you know, they're interested in or have some connection with sport or music or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and I think also what you touched on there, they may behave differently on a one-to-one basis than they do outside the school. And there isn't, as far as I'm concerned, listener, there's no hypocrisy involved at all. They're following kind of nature. It's like Tony saying, can a five-year-old run a country, you know? You know, and can a three-year-old or a teenager do that? We're subject to different, you know, like, we're subject to different laws of nature, whether we like it or not, and I don't like it, but it's the truth.
Okay, all right, now that's a fair point when it comes to in regards to that. And Tony, look, finally on this, the element of it might just be waiting this one out. Like you said, you can have some small impact, but you can't demand, here, listen, 16-year-old, hug me and, yes, and give, pay me attention.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, I would say, look, lose the attitude. You know, okay, teens can be a right pain in the bum, but it's only a few years. So give them the space.
Yeah, I know, Jerry, you said that Tony was to have the last word, but I think, like, if I'm collecting my teenagers and they're abusive to me, I can say I'm not taking that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
If there's abuse involved, absolutely.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a different story.
Yeah, if it strays into that level, then you can take action to defend yourself, I suppose, in terms of
exactly,
that
yeah,
level of abuse. Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, guys, listen, we're out of time. My thanks to both of you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Tony and Val McGinley with A Problem Shared. If you have any questions or queries, get them into us for next week for A Problem Shared next Wednesday on the programme.